You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This one came in through old-fashioned email. How about that? Which means Claire went to mix100.com, mix100.com, and up at the top of the page, she saw the tab for Dom and Jeremy. She clicked on that, and just like that, we get her message. She says, hi, boys. Two Z's, by the way.
Well, hi, Claire.
Give her two Z ding. She says, my fiance and I have been living together for 6 years.
Oh, wow.
And we're finally getting married in May, so by then it'll be 7 years. We decided to go to Ireland for a honeymoon. Oh, pretty.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Now, he's told me that he thinks it would be a good idea to bring another couple with us on our honeymoon. Some friends of ours, they're both from Ireland and just moved here to the U.S. 2 years ago. They've offered to show us around, take us to all the cool places that tourists don't know about.
Love that.
Claire writes, but, and then she does an ellipses, dot, 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 but it's our honeymoon. My fiance says we've traveled a lot together in 6 years and that they don't have to stay around us the entire time. He makes some good points, but I wondered if anyone else has ever taken other people on their honeymoon. Thank you. I love your show! Exclamation point. That is from Claire.
Thank you, Claire. That's nice of you for writing.
I'm reading between the lines here that
she kind of doesn't want them going along, but at the same time,
her fiance is saying, we've taken a lot of trips together. And
that's the thing. They've been together for 7 years. This is truly a honeymoon, like your first
that's
big
getaway.
That's
a fair
getaway.
Question,
It's
I think.
Not really a honeymoon. It's just a vacation at this point, right? And I like the idea of showing you the little hot spots that nobody really knows about. And if they know the area, that's great. You have built-in tour guides.
Yeah.
And they're not, like, with you all the time, right?
Yeah.
They've been together for 7 years. I am.
You talked about doing this with your Scotland buddy.
Yes, Scotland Rob and his wife. We've talked about going to Scotland land with him because, you know, he's like, I'll show you around. It'll be great.
Of course, it's not your honeymoon, though.
Not the honeymoon at all. But still, is it truly a honeymoon after 7 years?
Well, now, what's the time frame? Because
6 months.
You were with Nicole. You lived with Nicole for a few years before you got married. So was that not a honeymoon? You still took a honeymoon.
We did take a honeymoon right after the wedding. It has to be within a certain amount of time after the wedding, right? That's not 7 years. A year tops? I don't know. Not almost a decade later.
How are you voting on this? To take the friends from Ireland?
Take the friends. Are you kidding me? It's fantastic.
I'm on the other side of this.
And you can enjoy each other so much. You know, and then you're going to want to go out and do some things with this couple and have some fun and live it up a little bit. And again, you're not experiencing anything you haven't experienced with your lover in the past 7 years. As far as romance goes.
But there's still, whether we like to admit it or not, there is tradition baked into things. And I don't like the idea that their first official trip as a married couple, when you go and you travel and you explore together, that's the key here, you explore together, that you're bringing along some other people. I say no. You know what? Have the friends write down some stuff for them. Send them a text.
Send me a
Here's
note.
Here's where you should
it's
go.
It's not the same as going with like somebody who knows the... They'll just drive you to your location, essentially.
But it's the same thing. If they say, you go to this town. Nobody ever goes to this town, and there's a pub called, you know, O'Reilly's, and you go to that pub. It would be the same thing as if they drove them there. They're going to end up at the same place.
Yes. It just sounds more fun going after.
I mean, we do live in an era where you can, you know, send people all the information. Yeah, you can send people anything. So you're saying take the friends.
Yeah.
I'm saying don't take the friends.
Debbie on tech says, let them go with you. Way better to see Ireland through, quote, real eyes, not, quote, tourist eyes.
Yes,
don't
but if
share
the friends
the same room,
tell them
let them go,
to,
way more
but
fun.
But if the friends tell them where to go, what's the diff? Tell Josh to answer that call, will you?
Josh, grab the phones, man.
It's just different when you're there with somebody that knows the area and you're hanging out with another couple that you obviously get along with. It's going to be a blast. Come on,
Rita.
You can
hang out with that other couple here.
But this is not a honeymoon.
This is silly.
I don't like that you are decreeing that it's not a honeymoon.
Rita, this smacks of Rita also getting a wedding registry Claire getting a wedding registry together and sending it out to friends and family too.
What are you talking about?
She sounds like somebody that would do that.
What are you talking about? That's so apples and what does that have to do with it?
It's been 7 years. We're getting married. Now we're sending out a registry for everybody.
She doesn't say anything about doing a registry.
She seems like she would be somebody that would do that.
Well,
too.
Aren't you, Mr. Judge?
Like couching this 7 year relationship as something new and bright and refreshing. There's nothing new about this.
No, she's not saying that. She's saying that her fiance's point is that in 7 years they've taken a bunch of trips together.
Mm-hmm. And now she's like, all of a sudden, everything has changed because we're married.
Well, no, it does change when you're married.
I hate this email.
I love this email. I'm on Claire's side.
I hate this whole thing.
A quick reset. For those of you just tuned in, we got a note from Claire saying she and her fiance have been living together for 6 years. They're going to get married in May. By then, it'll be 7 years. They chose Ireland to go on a honeymoon, but now her fiancé is saying, hey, we've got these friends who are from Ireland. They should just go with us.
Show us around.
They can show us around.
Show us the hot spots.
They can introduce us to, you know, the out-of-the-way places that tourists don't know about. And Claire's like, but it's our honeymoon.
Yeah, but we've been together for 7 years.
Jeremy says, take the friends. Yeah. I say, don't take the friends. What are these callers all going to say? We're going to try to get through them all as quickly as we can. Amanda, what do you think? Take the friends or no?
Don't take the friends.
How come?
Why not?
We accidentally ended up with some friends on our honeymoon.
Wait a minute. Hold on. How did that happen?
Accidentally.
Total coincidence. They were at the same resort on vacation at the same time as us. And it was fun. We hung out with them some. But it didn't make it feel like a honeymoon. And it's supposed to be a special, you know, trip for you to celebrate your marriage, and you're supposed to be in your little bubble of love, and it kind of pops when your friends are there.
The bubble of love. Oh, that's
fantastic. That should be a band name.
Do you still feel like you'd be within that bubble of love if you've been with somebody for 7 years and then you finally get married? Really? I feel weird about that for some reason.
No, it's different when you're married.
Is it?
Not all of us run out of gas like you did, Jeremy.
No, that tank is still full, buddy.
Amanda, have a great day. Thank you for calling.
See you later.
Thanks. Bye.
Appreciate you being on the show. Aaron, what do you think? Take the friends or no?
Definitely take the friends. We actually took two couples on our honeymoon cruise to the Caribbean, and it was awesome. One of the couples actually celebrated their wedding anniversary on our honeymoon, so it was a lot of fun.
Wow. So you recommend it. You're for it, huh?
Yes.
Did it ruin your bubble of love?
No.
No? Okay.
Not at all. But all right. We also knew these people for like 20 years, so it was, yeah.
Well, then what's the point? I mean, if you hang out with them probably all the time, you've known them for 20 years, why did they have to go with you? Seems to me like on your cruise, you went a little overboard with
the
invitations.
Stop it.
I mean,
knock
really,
it off.
Why'd you stop at two couples?
It's because there's the close friendship, Dom. That's what people do.
Oh, okay.
Jeez, Alou.
Yeah, we had our alone time. We had our together time. It was
yeah,
fun.
Then they brought the other couples in and had a little more time. Oh. Yeah.
Aaron, have a great day. Thank
See you later.
For calling. We appreciate you.
Thank you
if
too.
The boats are rocking.
Hello, Jackie. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi, Jackie.
We got one vote for each. So are we taking the friends or not?
Oh, no. Not taking the friends at all.
And then she let me go to Bandimere yesterday because I did watch the Bronco game with her. So I hung out with some buddies. We went to a big old car show up there and grabbed some lunch with them. Which was a lot of fun. Dom, world-class people watching. I don't want to say what I saw because I don't want to offend anybody, but world-class people watching up there.
I have a friend of mine. She owns one of the classic Mustangs.
Ooh, yeah.
And she takes it to Bandimere to race it.
Yeah. Yeah,
she will go and take her.
It's a lot of fun.
I see her post photos of it. And it's really cool.
It's just a fun event, and it's so loud and easily 2,000 degrees up there, you know. but it was just a fun time. I haven't done anything like that in a little while since I sold my fun car, so it was nice to get back up there. And then I do want to talk about what we did with the kiddos this weekend. We have seen this place pop up on Nextdoor and Facebook and some of these, you know, mom blogs that we're a part of and things like that. And it's a place called Slick City. Have you heard of this?
Huh? Tell me about that.
Slick City. They're going to get some free plugs here. It's out by Mills Mall, and it's this giant warehouse-type facility almost, and it's filled with nothing but extreme slides.
Oh.
So, you know, really steep ones, ones that are in corkscrews, you know, one that looks like you're kind of going down a funnel and it spits you out at the bottom. There's one that's a half pipe, so you go down this really steep slide, then you hit the half pipe and go back and forth and back and forth. And we spent a couple hours there. The kids had the time of their life. It's a lot of fun. You like lay on a like a slick mat, so it's not you're not like skin or shirt on slide.
My next question was going to be: I remember the super slides when I was young, and okay. they would put down like a burlap bag.
Yeah, yeah. So it's
thing.
Like that.
Is it like that? Is it burlap?
It's like a mat. No, it's not burlap. It's like a mat. It's like a high tech mat now. They've moved on from burlap. But you know, the kids had fun, and there was a lot of people there. And the only thing that Nicole and I could say was, oh, my God, when the kids go back to school, we're going to go get a couple drinks somewhere and come back and do this on our own.
This
is going to be such a date spot for us that I think we will. We're going to go get dinner and cocktails and go back and just have an adult day at the slide place.
I'm wondering how to finish the rhyme. The couple that slides together... abides together.
The couple that slides together. Oh, we're going to work on that. We're going to get t-shirts. Yeah, yeah. So anyways,
well, that's really cool.
How much is it? That's it's like $25 a person. So it's $50. Plus you got to buy these special socks and
you have to buy special socks
when you go in. They're $4 each, which is stupid.
Can you bring your socks back next time?
Yes.
You don't have to buy new socks every time.
BYOS then. No. They're special grippy socks or something stupid. But
and how much do you get to ride? Like all you want?
It was like 90 minutes, but we might have stuck around for 2 hours. Because they really don't keep track. But yeah, we were there for about 2 hours.
But okay.
Just fun, man. So,
but hypothetically, you could walk in. Stay all day. They ask you to leave after 90 minutes.
You could walk in drunk and stay all day and slide on your lap. But you didn't hear it from us.